Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. All right, it's third and final hour already. Time is flying on by this morning. All right, let's go up to Richland Chambers Reservoir and let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Roy Simmons, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Royce. How are you? Okay, we lost him. We'll get him right back. Real quick, I had a listener text me earlier wanting to know about how I, you know, shape my corkies, how I do it and all. It's real simple. I mean, It just depends on the situation. If you're fishing real shallow and skinny with one, I don't really put much on them. You know, leave them straight, make sure they run true out of the package. But like if I'm fishing waist deep or maybe throwing out off a ledge in deeper water or what have you, then I'll take that corky out of the package. And what I'll do is I'll, you know, whether it's a fat boy or an original, I'll bend the head down just a little bit. You don't want to bend it too much. And then just kind of banana the thing and then go back to the tail and bend that wire down just a little bit. If you get way too much bend in the tail, you get too much spin out of it. You definitely want it when you jig it. You want it to roll over and look like it's injured. And what I can do with that bait when I throw it out, I'll just let it go down. If I'm throwing out deep with it, just let it go down, then jig it. And the first time you jig it, it'll come up a little bit, kind of like it's trying to get to the surface, and then you let it die, you know, kind of like a injured bait fish, and it'll kind of roll over on its side a little bit, and then jig it again, and it'll go downward. And don't be afraid to put action on one. A lot of people think a corky, all you do is just throw it out there and grandpa it in real slow. Sometimes that works for lethargic fish and real cold weather and stuff, but most of the time, put action on it. Make them come eat it. Take it away from them and then stop it and let's see what happens. Wait on the old thumb. All right, now let's go back to Richland Chambers. We got Royce up now. Royce Simmons, good morning. What's up, buddy?
I don't know it. What do you know, Mick? Been a while.
Man, I'm telling you, not a lot, brother. Just kind of warm out there.
I was thinking about you guys this three or four days ago. I had a customer call. I hadn't fished with him before, and we always ask, well, how did you find us? And he said, well, I've been listening to you and Mickey talk for years, and you sound like the type of guy that might be able to catch a white bass or two. So I said,
yeah,
well, I bet we can. So I'm fishing with him tomorrow morning. So once again, you didn't know it, but you sent somebody our way a while back, and you know, I guess some people jot down a telephone number and keep it because I hadn't talked to you in probably a month or two. And, I'm remiss in that. We just got busy, and now it's slowing down a little bit, but it always does this time of the year for us.
Right. Yeah, back to school and vacations are over and all that stuff.
We had both boats out yesterday with a family, a gentleman and his wife that live on the lake, and they had the kids from up in North Dallas down, and three grandkids, so we put four on each boat, and we've been doing what we did yesterday pretty regularly. The white bass, they're not, if folks make that trip up here, they're just not real plentiful on the main lake. Thermocline is set in, not doing a whole lot of topwater, but those fish have moved up the creeks, places you don't expect to find them in the dead of, you know, dog days of summer. But we're fishing 10 and 15 foot water right off of old creek channel points and little humps and ridges and slopes. And those fish are up there, I guess, where the bait's definitely there, but up there where I guess above a thermocline and where the bait is. And you know, just kind of opposite of what you'd think. You know, you think most people, main lake, deep water and whatever, and just the opposite right now for the last few weeks. So we had a good morning on the whites, and then the granddad and the son-in-law wanted to put a few catfish in the boat for fish fry, and we got out the punch bait and fished that same area that we were fishing at white bass in. Bait was there and stuff. And we put about 25 or so channel cats in the boat for them. And just a good morning with kids, grandparents, and parents to boot. So got out there and got our business done and got in by about 10:30 and fish cleaned and back to the air conditioner.
Yeah, buddy.
We've got a full lake. It's been a good late spring, early summer with the rainfall, and we had spillway gates open, just a couple of them, all the way up until about 4 or 5 days ago, and they finally shut them down. And I know we've sent a lot of water down toward the Livingston and their way, so I don't know. Are they still full to the brim, too, I would imagine?
Yeah, Livingston is it's back to normal again. It's I've been receiving their nice bundles of water all year long.
Yeah.
It's been one of them years, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. We had our normal April, May, and early June, and then we had so much rains and so forth. And really for about a month now with spillway gates open and, it's just been a little different early/now going into midsummer. Not a whole lot of white bass action like you'd expect on the main lake. That topwater bite just... it'd materialize and then it'd go away about as quick as it had a day or two later. So we've got out the catfish poles already, like we have had to do the last couple of summers, just because the whites are, one day you get them and the next day they're not. The live bait hybrid striper guys are still doing pretty good, although recently I've had a couple of those guys give me a call and say, I just can't get my hybrid bite going. Where do we go to get whites? And I said, well, good luck, because they're a little bit tough to find. So I don't know, not a downer from a fishing report, because like I said, we just had a great couple of days, and then finishing off the week yesterday with a good box of fish, whites and catfish. But it's dog days of summer. It just makes you work for them.
Exactly. We all go through that. So mostly your white bass fishing right now is mostly slab fishing.
Yeah, it's in days past, and when you'd have a quote unquote what might be called a normal summer, you'd still have some, you know, pretty good early morning topwater, and we've just not had that topwater, and I don't know, we've been dealing with a thermocline for a good month plus now, about 23, 25 feet on the main lake, and there may be some activity happening later morning, but if I don't get on fish pretty early on the main lake, I head on up the creeks where I know I've got the potential to, to not only put some white bass in a boat, but we carry a little bit of chum and range cubes, and if that don't work after the first hour or so, we go after the cats to get something in the box and provide a little action.
How about crappie fishing this year? Has it kind of been off because of the flow through the lake?
I don't know if it's been very good, bad, or indifferent. I'll tell you what, since right after July 4th, it has just been almost, on a weekday, I may see three or four boats out there. Now, yesterday was a little different. By the time we got ready to come in, we had the recreational traffic, you know, getting on the lake at 10:30 or 11, and the skiers and jet skiers, but there has just been very little fishing activity other than the weekends ever since July 4th. And, you know, it hadn't been hot like it was last year, but, well, you're starting to notice the difference the last couple of days. You get in and get off the lake, and that breeze isn't on the land like it is on the lake. So I think it's keeping people off. But usually that dead of summer is kind of crazy. That crappie bite over brush piles, it's almost a late morning, midday bite if you got a canopy or something like that, because the folks in the old days, I know they'd be out there as we were coming in and still catching some crappie. But I just hadn't done any crappie. It's been all whites, and earlier in the year, whites, hybrids, and now whites, hybrids, and catfish have been kind of the target for most folks.
Right. Has your hybrid size picked up this year? I know, you know, last couple of years they were just under the limit, and, you know, you were waiting on them to grow up. So
I tell you what, the April, May, early June period, you know, before it kind of changed the pattern, we would get quite a bit of a little topwater schooling activity, not like a white bass, but, you know, those hybrids move so fast. But we could almost count on you know, not every trip getting several in the box, but there were a number of trips where, you know, for us artificial lure guys, you know, a limit is kind of the goal, and five fish, 18 inch, and we were putting limits in the boat quite regularly back in the earlier part of summer. Yeah. We got so many of them, they made up for COVID a couple of years where they put either zero or no, you know, sizable amounts of fingerlings in, and for a 2-year period they put over 1 million fingerlings hybrids in. And we've actually had folks come over from Whitney, Waco, Belton. The Brazos was so high, and it lasted so long this spring and early summer, they closed those lakes down for a while. And then when they came back open, the bite was just bad. So we've had a lot of company up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I guess maybe it settled back down some, but people coming over, the live bait guys, and regular limits on them, and we'd get involved in it occasionally when we'd see those fish kind of chasing that bait to the surface.
Oh, yeah.
So, and bigger fish, like I say, it's just not unusual to put you a limit of fish together for a couple of folks on those days back a month or so back. Right now, it's pretty much all live bait from what I can tell. The few times we got involved in them, it's been more by just luck than by targeting them.
I got you. Well, cool.
So, been good,
right, man. Well, I'll try to keep getting you on Sundays and, get a good report from up there, because I get a lot of requests for that. See what Royce is doing up that way.
We always take a Sunday off, but, us guys that have been getting up for 25 years at 3:30 or 4, we can't sleep, so I'm drinking coffee.
I got you, brother.
I do appreciate the time, because there's folks still down there occasionally saying, why don't you call in? I say, well, we will more often, but I appreciate the call, and give me a buzz. We'll get you a report.
Yeah, gonefishing.biz. Put them out some info, buddy.
903-389-4117. And, we got some openings now. Just as school starts, hunting season's getting ready to get going. And it usually slows for us pretty much August, September, and then right back October, November, it starts filling up because everything just busts loose again.
I got you.
I appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, man. You have a great
Sunday.
Yes,
sir.
We'll see you next week. See you, man.
Thanks for the time.
All right, buddy. All right, that's Roy Simmons up on Wrestling Chambers. I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse Kroger's, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pike Road. And folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Go by the store, check them out firsthand, all their different size bottles, their regulators, diffusers, they refill your bottles there at the store. And if you need more info, just call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're there, check out all their seafood they have on display. Great deals on your big 9-12s or 15-18 count wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's, and their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there, too, so check that out. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Third rock from the sun.
Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into...
Good morning, welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 620 right here in the Bayou City, and got a text, how come we didn't talk to Captain Rihanna this morning? Well, she didn't answer. She must have had a busy day or something yesterday. You never know. But, no, we couldn't get her. We tried. But I know, you know, if you want to know about Baffin Fishing, it's on fire right now. They're all doing good down that way. All right, real quick on winds in the immediate area here. It's anywhere from 3 to 6 miles an hour all along the beachfront and up into the bay, 2, 3, maybe a 5. But once you get inside the jetties, all the winds are mostly westerly. And then along the coast, they're anywhere from south to southwest. So nothing to write home about. Looks like another good, calm day of fishing. All right. Well, let's go to Mike Smith, see what he's up to this morning. Mike, good morning. What's up?
Yaya, how's it going, brother?
Couldn't be better, man. And you?
Sunshine and blue skies.
Always.
I mean, life is a blessing. Yeah. Now, I'm waiting for dove season, but, you know, fishing's been good, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I called you about? Government funding for
down there, buddy.
Yes, sir. Well, they done this several years ago. They spent $3 million to clean up the mercury in the area. This a decade and a half ago, and they shut it down because
that's fallout from the Alcoa plant, right? We've been reading about that for years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they started to do the cleanup, the dredging. They dredged 94,000 cubic yards in one area on their dredge island where they used to pump it, you know, the disposal stuff, and then 583,000 cubic yards out of the ship channel there where they want to deepen the channel again. Now, they realized they were digging up, you know, mercury sinks. It's the heaviest element, you know, it dropped into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they discovered when they started dredging that they was actually stirring it up and making it worse. So they just shut the operation down. And so then they continued sampling. Now, all they sampled were redfish and blue crab, not the oysters at all, which, you know, they clean up the bay.
Right.
And they found that the blue crabs, over the years, it has gone down in the blue crab. Got 1 square mile sectioned off that you cannot even go into to fish at all. And 420 acres is what they have covered that is highly contaminated. So they're going to start dredging ship channel Formosa you know, because Alcoa's gone. It was bought up by Formosa.
Right.
So they have to deepen it for their ships to come in, you know, to haul the product off. So we're looking at seeing what happens again. They gave notices. We still can't fish that area near Alcoa. Cannot retain. You can catch fish, you just can't keep them.
Right.
So, and they offered alerts in Lavaca Bay, Cox's Bay, Keller's Bay there for some time to reduce consumption of fish coming from that area. And they found that, you know, sampling the fish, blue crab, the amount of mercury in it went down, but in the redfish, it has not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're bottom feeders, basically. And so we're just waiting to see what happens. We're having a large community meeting down here for Calhoun County and adjacent counties, you know, at the Buyer Convention Center.
Yeah, those warnings have been out down there for, man, forever.
Decades. Decades,
you know,
yeah.
Decades down there. I remember, you know, when we used to take trout masters down there. That was always a,
yes, sir.
You know. It'd been in effect for a long time before we ever showed up down there. So.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, they tried to clean it up one time and shut it down because for the contaminant. And now they need to dredge the ship channels again.
Well,
so
you know,
it'll
we have
Superfund
sites up here, Mike, that they've got signs everywhere telling people not to consume the fish from up there and keep them.
Yeah.
But people still do it anyway. They catch them, keep them, and they eat them.
Well,
glow in the
well,
dark.
You know, with my 9 kids and 17 grandkids, 5 great grandchildren, we eat fish probably more than, yeah, okay, you know what I mean, more than average. You know, it's a weekly thing at least, like
right.
My family has for decades, hell,
forever,
centuries,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah. You know, we were Galveston freaks for years, but we're just going to have to just see what happens. We can't stop it. We're not. You can't stop the government when they decide to do something. They say it's good for the bays, but they're dredging it for the economy, for the ships to get in here.
Commerce, baby.
So, yeah. We'll just see what happens, sir. I mean, life is good.
Up here, you wouldn't even recognize it. All the, you know, we've got another monster dredging project going on where they're going to deepen and widen the ship channel even more than the last project that lasted 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And plus, they're going to dig a ship channel from the ship channel to the mouth of Cedar Bayou over there by my house. How about
really?
That? Oh, yeah. There's going to be spoil islands everywhere.
Is Rollover still closed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's been closed for decades, I guess.
Well, not that
well,
long.
Well, that's a shame.
It seems like it. It's changed things big time.
Well, there ain't no croaker run anymore. It's just,
no.
I ain't seen a 3-pound croaker in, since the 60s. Well, when they catch billions and billions of, you know, bait fish, which I don't use croaker, but, you know, I'm an artificial freak. But, you know, what can you say? It is, some things change, some things ain't supposed to.
Well, you know,
the
decline of the Atlantic croaker, that's been going on for years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, you can, TPNW has documentation on that if you can find it and look it up. And you can see where it's on the graph. It's just been in a steadily decline for the last 20 years.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know,
you can't beat. Yeah. I mean, they do catch fish. I mean, what do you say? But,
yeah, but
it may not,
you know,
just
it's
be
just
that
the
either.
Itself, you know, and the migration.
Yes,
it's just
sir.
Like, the, you know, the big guff trout. Where are those at now?
Sand trout
are on the decline also.
I mean, have you, when's the last time you've seen a 3-pound sand trout?
Okay. Been a while, brother. Been a while.
Yeah.
Anyone
ever seen it? Sir?
About the only place you used to ever see those big guff trout being caught was Matagorda, and it's tapered off over
That's
there,
right.
too.
Big yellowmouth monsters is surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't change things. We have to adjust to them. That's just
yes.
the way it is on Earth, you know. The only thing worse than that's politics, so what the heck.
Yeah, I'll try to steer clear of that mess.
Yeah, yes, sir. I try to stay out of that conversation. In the bars, we're not supposed to talk about politics or religion, but the more you drink, the more political you get.
Yeah, good luck with that. You still go to bars and ride your Harley and all that?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, I live to fish, hunt, and kill things. I mean, ride my Harley. But life is so good. It is. Logan, number 8, right. He's offshore shrimping now. That's what he does. And, he's been doing that for some time now.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he's, he loves it and he hates it. You know, it's brownie season now. You know, he starts to work at 7, gets off at 10 the next day. You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And they stay out for days, but, you know, that's a typical work day. Then they got to clean up the boat and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, he's making good money.
That's not an easy life right there, you know.
Oh, no, I did when I was a kid from 12 to 16. My uncle's offshore shrimp, and, oh, yeah. You know, from the time I was 12 until I was 16, every summer or any weekend we was, you know, didn't have a ball game or something, we were there, period.
Right.
And I forgot to tell him to take Dramamine the first time he went out. He said he wished he had a dollar for every time he threw up.
Oh, man, there's nothing more miserable than that right there, buddy, seasickness. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, if you're in the Bay Area or something like that, if you get a customer like that, or even, you know, in the shoreline, you can take them, throw them in the water, and let them stand up, and you're clear. You know, I mean, it's magic. But you've got to get them in the bay where it's calm if they can't handle it. It's just the way it is.
Well, hey, remember Johnny B that used to produce this show?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I took him fishing one time. He started getting into fishing, you know, hearing all the talk from all of us and everything.
Right.
It got in his blood. And I said, look, man, let's next week, if you're loose, let's go. So my nephew and I took him, and we stayed in protected water that morning. It was pretty windy. We caught a few. I said, well, look, man, if we're going to catch them up good, we got to run out deep and go get on some deep shell. And I took him out there, and it wasn't bad, but for him, hey, he left the biggest slick I've ever seen in my life, man. I'm up on the front running the trolling motor, and I hear somebody in the back dialing Earl, and Johnny B was letting it up, buddy. And he ended up catching the biggest trout that day, but he paid the price for it. We laughed.
Oh, I'm still laughing.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. He didn't have any sea legs. But
I understand that.
I broke him in the hard way, and that was bay fishing. I said, boy, I'm glad we didn't go offshore.
I know that's right. Well, Logan had never been offshore in his life. You know, we're bay freaks. You know, we fish and surf, but, you know, we're bay freaks. And he come up that first day, Daddy, I saw a bullshit shark out there, and I thought it was 3 inches long. I said, what? Yeah, and then it came up to the boat. It was like 10 foot long. The water is so clear out there. He's never seen water that clear.
Yeah, they look small down deep, and then they keep coming to the top, and they get bigger and bigger, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like when you're wade fishing, too. You know, you can see one off at a distance. Then when it starts circling you and your stringer, they get bigger.
Yeah, they do.
Had them put me in the boat.
We kind of exaggerate at times, but I've had some take my breath away.
The
biggest one I ever had swim next to me was down there, you know, wading a bar down there behind Pascavala. Down there.
Oh, I know, sir.
It's the biggest hammerhead I've ever seen. Jeez.
Oh, we got some big hammer. Who was that? Dang it, Williams, that up and had a big hammerhead swimming up to him. But he started backing up and he bumped into something. He turned around and there's another hammerhead.
Yeah.
Who was that? Williams. He was a guide years ago.
Right.
Anyway, my mind is gone. I'm text myself and now forget my phone.
Did you see that big tiger that was strung up down at Port O'Connor? What was that, 2 weekends ago? That
Yes, sir. That's a monster.
Yeah, that's a man-eater right there.
Oh, yeah.
And they caught it right there off the bar.
That's right. You know, it's just, But we have some big ones down here, you know. And
yeah, you
well, they're everywhere.
I've seen a lot of them there at Powderhorn. We used to wade down on the southwest wind. There's some good sharks swim up and down there. Well, it's right inside of that ship channel, man.
Right. And, I mean, they swim right up in that bay, and they come. We used to camp right at the mouth there, me and Rhonda and Jake. By the way, Jake just retired with over 20 years in the Army.
That's good. Good
Jake
for
him. The Snake. Yes, sir.
Jake the Snake.
And, yeah. But he was actually hired by the Pentagon.
Oh, really? Cool.
He bought a home in North Carolina, but he does whatever they need. He goes. That's, you know, he was with the same nine guys. His two tours in Iraq, two tours in Afghanistan. Well, one or two either got wounded or retired or whatever, but he's been with the same guys for about 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just freaks. 10th Special Forces. Now he's with last he was with 1st Special Forces, 82nd Airborne. But he just, you know, he went in. He just turned 38 years old. Just turned 38 with 20 years in. I signed for him when he was 17 years, 11 days old to go in the Army. So life is good, brother. Life is good.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's good talking to you this morning, Mike.
Okay, brother.
Everything's going good down in Port La Vodka.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fishing is good also. For reds and flounders, easy. Me and my gold spinnerbaits and my gulp. But say hi to the brew crew.
We will. You got that
and
right,
the family.
Brother. All right.
Dog. Okay, I love y'all.
Hey, you bet,
tell
Mike.
Them don't
you
cut
too,
me
man.
Off. Tell them don't cut me off. Just throw me on the listen, please.
Okay, put you on hold and you keep listening. Yeah, because I'm going to talk to
yes,
Parker
sir.
Next after the break.
Yeah, right, I'm going to go fix me a Bloody Mary. I'll be right back.
All right. All right, man. All right, that's Mike Smith. Well, I need to take a moment to tell you about the Belleville Meat Market located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And if you're looking for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, the Belleville's got you covered. Nobody does it like the Belleville. A great place to shop. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. If you're looking for homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs, they're available all summer long for your summer cookout needs. If you're looking to have a quarter or half calf process, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. So check in with Brandon if you've got some exotics or wild pigs you want to take through. He can help you out on getting those processed. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 6:40 already here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Chris Crocker, Mr. CCO. What's up, Chris?
Oh, I'm headed to the airport. Terry's headed to San Diego this morning for her final work, whatever you want to call it.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's going to be me pretty soon.
There you go. Well, final
hey,
whatever.
I got to say something. You know, every time Mike's on the radio, you can't help but smile and laugh. That guy is something else.
He's something else. He'll jerk a tear from a glass eye, man. He gets me to laughing sometimes.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine him and Plog together with all their one-liners and just
he would never get anything done.
No, it's over.
So anyway, well, yeah, I heard y'all talking this morning about duck hunting and dove hunting and 28 gauges and all that stuff.
Right.
And I went to a 28 gauge, I guess, about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And this year I'm making the leap to 410. You know, Jeffco's been shooting that 410 and just slaying them. So this year I'm going to – I actually had one of my 686s, a 20 gauge. I had it tubed by Briley.
Right.
To a 410 instead of buying a whole nother gun. So we're going to see how that works out. With these old man shoulders I got now, the lighter the load, the better the ride, you know.
Well, that is true. You came out all right on your show. You had both of them done, right?
My left one's probably going to be in another couple years, but it's still bearable. That right one was pretty bad. I had it, you know, completely replaced. But, you know, I don't even think about it anymore. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's modern medicine. They can fix a lot of things nowadays.
The regular old pains of growing old, you know. Oh, getting old ain't for weenies.
It's a way of life. I mean, if you're not creaking and popping and hurting when you get out of bed, I mean, you're not doing it right.
Oh yeah, I mean, I get up in the morning, sound like somebody's snapping number two pencils.
Yeah, sounds like boards popping in the floor.
Oh man. Yeah, back on the dove thing, I get asked every year what kind of shot they need to bring and hunt. You know, I've always been pretty much a number six guy because I like that six. It seems to carry a little farther than the 7.5s.
That's really good for the high flyers, no doubt.
Yeah, then the eights and but 7.5 is a good all-around load. I've just always preferred the six. It seems to carry and stick out there a little farther. And I mean, I've made some shots with that 28 gauge at 60 and 65, 70 yards, and it's, you know, it just shows a great. But 28 just has a great pattern. And, you know, if I had to say, it's probably about the size of a baseball versus, you know, a 20 or a 12 where you got a pattern that's, you know, softball size. And then once you get out to, I don't know, 45, 50 yards, you're probably throwing a trash can size pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes one or two of them BBs on a 7 or an 8. It may take a few, but seems like a 6 will take a bird down with a single pellet if you can get that golden BB in the eyeball shot, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's more weight, you know, just a little bit bigger shot, and it knocks them down hard. You know, it hits harder.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I guess I leave a week from tomorrow to head up there. Still all the reports we're getting is there are as many or more birds there was this time last year. And last year was a really, really good year. We had some really good tank hunts there just east of Sabinal. I don't know if you're familiar with that area. The Faust Miller Beer guys have a ranch there.
Yeah, I used to drive right by it going to my buddy Vaughn's place where him and his dad had that deer lease for 35 years.
We've got the place just to the north of them where the creek is dammed up and it runs into their place. It's the Schindling Ranch.
I've driven by that several times, buddy.
And that tank hunt there, the cows had stomped it down pretty good, and the water got down to about, I don't know, about a third of the size of the tank, so there was no grass. And those doves, you know, they just don't like landing in grass. They want dirt. And, man, at 5:15 till about 6 o'clock, it was just as fast as you could load your gun.
Wow.
And so the tank hunts, you know, just awesome, awesome hunting. We don't hunt them in the morning. We only hunt them in the afternoon. And if you don't get your limit there, you might want to take up tennis because it's a slam dunk on the birds. You know, there's just so many of them. So, we're looking forward to it. The season opener is on a Sunday this year, so that's kind of throwing a kink into it. But I talked with Christopher yesterday. I was at my granddaughter's 8th birthday party at a skate ranch, and that was a sight to see.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got about 85 to 90 right now for opening day on Sunday, and probably about half that for Monday. And then the south zone is pretty much full. I think he said we could probably take another 20 or 30 on it.
Right.
So, you actually get an extra day of the special white wing zone this year.
Right.
I think it's, what is it, the 1st and 2nd, 7th and 8th, and then you also get the 13th, that Friday before the South Zone over, you get the special white wing zone done.
Right.
So,
see, the 1st and 2nd is a Sunday and a Monday, which Monday's Labor
right.
Day.
Yeah, maybe it's what, it's 6th through the 8th is the second weekend, and then the 13th. I don't have it in front of me, but I think
yeah.
That's what it is.
So they're going to open the South Zone on the 13th on a Friday?
No, just the special White Wing Zone.
Well, that's right.
Friday.
You get White Wing that Friday, and then the Morning Dove opens
then,
on 14th,
yeah,
same time.
Yeah, then the
Floral
Zone opens
does.
Up on Saturday.
Got you.
Yeah, and that you know, that's all set by the government, not by Texas Parks and Wildlife.
It's a federal migratory game bird.
Yeah, they set the dates on the open. It's always going to be on a first, no matter what the day is. You know, so I think next year the opening day will actually be a Monday.
So, right.
But the second weekend, you know, we've got so much ground that we're just going to leave a bunch of stuff alone for that second weekend. I think that's going to be the 6th weekend. We should have plenty of birds available then, you know.
And y'all, what's your primary crops up there? Sesame seed, corn, what, sunflowers?
Yeah, we got a lot of harvested corn and harvested milo, a lot of baled milo, and of course the sesame, but the sesame usually doesn't come into play till, you know, that second, third, fourth week of September when it gets really good and dry.
Yeah, that heads out later, doesn't it?
Yeah, October, you know, the last probably 6 to 8 years has really been a lot better season than September, because that's when
really?
That sesame's on the ground. And
mm-hmm.
Man, when they find it, you can't shoot them out of it. You can't run them out of it. You know, they're there until it's gone, and that husk on that shell on that sesame, you know, that sesame can be submerged in water for days and still not germinate.
Right, it won't hurt it.
It actually, we had a couple of years ago where we had a really heavy, heavy rain, and the water ran down the lines of the field and piled that sesame up in piles. The water moved it, and it was like somebody had just went out there and made little bird piles of sesame all the way down the drain into the field, and it just doesn't germinate. You know, now milo, if it gets wet, your seed turns to weed, and the birds won't mess with it.
Right.
So, I'm ready to go for sure. You know,
I bet you are. I'm just hearing all across the state, just good numbers all around.
Yeah, I mean, well, numbers, you know, usually it's this week coming up, Parks and Wildlife will release an estimate on the birds, and you know, last year it was just a crazy number, and there's no reason it shouldn't be that, plus even more this year.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too.
There's been 2 and 3 hatches, and you know, the birds are just thick.
Yeah, Blaine said he's got his third hatch going off down there right now, you know, with the paired up again for the third time.
Yeah, we've always got some pin birds in September and October still, you know, we still have the pin feathers on them, the young birds. So I'm just ready to go. You know, it seems like when August rolls around every year, everybody goes, oh, Crocker's getting ready to leave, let's buy a boat. So I've been crazy busy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Trying to take care of that.
Hey, sell them, Dano.
Oh, yeah. I still get to complain about it a little bit, though.
Yeah, I bet that's a good break to get away and walk off from that for a while.
Yeah, I have to apologize to a lot of people in August because I'm kind of short with them, so I'm ready to go.
Been a long year, man.
Yeah. You know, and I still got a couple of open spots for that deer hunt we do in December. If anybody's interested in that,
Yeah, the lodging package and everything.
Yes, lodging, meals. It's for two people, you know, father, son, mother, daughter, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, whatever.
Right.
You get a buck, whether it's a white tail or an axis, and we do have some Scimitar Brookhorn Oryx that you can shoot for your buck, which is a, you know, we're talking about a 450-pound, 500-pound animal that you can swap out for a white tail or an axis. And you can shoot two does, whether they're axis or whitetail.
Right.
And, of course, hogs and turkeys. We've had 100% success rate on that hunt since I've been doing it, and I think this is going into the 9th or 10th year of it. Oh, Craig and Kitty come down every year.
Right.
They get theirs, and she shot a really nice big hog last year. The hogs have started showing up pretty thick, and, we like seeing them, but we don't like seeing them. So.
Well.
And one of your listeners is one of my customers, Steve Kruger. Steve, if you're listening, call the marina this morning. I'm going to go over there and run that boat for you today.
Okay. That ought to do it.
Yeah. He's a long time listener. So anyway, that deer hunt, you know, it's a come in on Thursday afternoon and leave on Sunday afternoon. All meals, lodging, everything's provided. It's $42.50. They went up on us this year, $250 just to cost of groceries and the cost of doing business. You know. Which is still a great deal. You know, there's a lot of places out there where you can't even get anything close to this, especially with the chance of taking one of those Scimitar Oryx. Jeter got one. I guess Kevin got one last year. He was all worried that his 270 wouldn't take it down and first shot drop it. That Scimitar didn't go probably 20 yards and laid him down.
Really?
So it's all shot placement. Hey,
that's shot that placement.
That 257 you have, is that a Weatherby caliber?
That 257, yeah, it's a Weatherby mag, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy just bought Dina one, and I'm getting ready to set that up. And
yeah,
I'm trying to tell him how fast
it's
that bullet is.
It's a rocket. You know, and that's a good caliber for a woman to shoot too. The recoil isn't as bad, you know, as other magnums, like shooting a 300 Weatherby mag or something like that. But it'll definitely roll them. Well, you saw how it'll do them. It'll knock them.
Oh yeah, I saw it when you shot that axis doe that year. It was like you pulled the trigger and we both raised our head and saw the bullet hit before we heard the boom.
Yeah.
That is a smoking caliber there.
It is. It's one of my go-to guns. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to shoot at anything with that. And it, you know, you can reach out there and touch them with it too.
Yeah, it's something else. You know, I like my 308.
Well, hey, I've got a listener. He wants me to make sure you put out your info so he can get a hold of you. He's foaming at the bit.
Yeah, you
sending me a text.
Yeah, the dove hunting info. Contact my son at 512-587-3791, 512-587-3791. On the deer hunt, you can give me a call or check us on Facebook at CCO Texas or Texas Best Dove Hunts, and my cell number is 281-787-3783.
All right, buddy. Well, Crocker, get her to the airport and get back to work.
We're almost there.
All right, dog.
You talked me all the way there almost.
All right, Chris. Hey, always good talking to you, buddy. You have a good one. See
all
you, man.
Y'all have a good morning.
Boy, you want to do it. All right, that's Chris Crocker with CCO. It's time for the show to end. I can't believe it already. Well, but guess what? We'll be back here next week, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.